So I want to invite you to close your eyes. And the reason I ask you to do that is so you can remove all visual stimulation. Because the messages we receive them in the silence. We receive them when we're in connection with the God inside. And we don't need to see the visuals of hearing those messages. We just need that space to retreat into ourselves. And we know that that space is always present. It is always there. It is our natural state of being. It's not something we have to try to do. It is something we simply close our eyes, we relax, and we unfold the connection that is 24/7. And we allow ourselves to hear the messages from the deep wisdom that is located within our innate. And there's nothing to do, nothing to try. It is simply allowing. It's relaxing and being and allowing yourself to receive.
And so it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see your energy, your light, your brightness, your radiance. You are here by divine appointment. You are magnetizing the middle of this country to honor themselves. You are magnetizing yourself to yourself with your own innate. You have learned the science behind it. You have learned the connection behind it. You have laughed your way to a higher vibration. We ask you not to let it drop here. We ask you not to leave it at the Wyndham Hotel, but to take it beyond. Take it beyond to your family. We know sometimes your family comes into the energy and you think, what will they say? We say, then you have to change your bracelet. For they will say what you expect them to say. And if you expect new things from your family and friends, you get the opportunity to bring them the new you, the new human you. We know for some of you it is surprising that you are human in this lifetime, but you are. You get to breathe into that and to know that in that energy, the new you, the present you, the loved and loving you, is divine. That information is in your cells. That information is in your heart, in your organs, in the skin on your body. You can feel it because your skin even feels differently, yes? Your face is different because you are acknowledging, maybe for the first time, you, and are grateful for you. For you see, you are here on this planet to be all that you can be all that you are. We have taken a little bit of energy to let that go. And if those that listen to this recording in the future, then they need to get themselves to a live event so they know what we're talking about, huh? Understand that every breath you take is breathing into the new you. Every exhale can breathe out anything that no longer serves, or it can just clean your lungs, because that is good, strong health. We see who you are. We hold up a mirror so you can see who you are. We are not sure that you've quite gotten it yet. It is like we want to come around and give you a little pat on the head and say, be you. G-U-R-U, the guru. We wish for you to live in that bliss-filled state. And quite honestly, dearest beings of light, we will do whatever it takes to help you understand the bliss point of your own life. The bliss point of your choices. The bliss point of you. For you see, bliss is very simple. We know it is a nice short word. It's fun to say. Bliss, 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 bliss. And it means because life is simply spiritual. Because life is simply successful. Because it is spiritual. You see that love that resonates from within you expands out, and every single being in your presence can feel that bliss point. And then they start shifting around. And that is how it works. Your field, just like those little metronomes, shift. And everything entrains to that natural energy. And as you take that bliss point out and smile at that first person, and they smile back, then they take it away too. And sometimes if they smile at that, they don't smile back at you, and you smile anyway, they'll wonder what you're up to and want some of what you've got. And you can share that bliss point with them. Each of you are unique and gifted unto yourself. Breathe into that. Breathe into your own wisdom. Breathe into your innate. We do. We breathe into your innate all the time. We breathe because we love you so much. We came all this way just for you. Just for you. You are the reason we are here. We want you to feel what it feels like to be held in true and pure unconditional love. We expect nothing from you. Just you. Just you. And that is enough right there. Breathe into that. We honor you because life is simply spiritual in you. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Each time there's a set of meetings like this, there comes a final channeling, a final message. It occurs to many of you that there would never be this exact group together in this way again. Oh, there would be similar ones. You may even come to see the channeling yet again at another time. But this family is unique. You might say it's a onesie. It's a group that is together with a consciousness that allies just for a little while, 2 days, 3 days, sometimes four. And then it moves on. That is a very linear thought, coming from a place where you design meetings in a linear fashion, in a linear time. A place is designated, you arrive, you leave, all basic three-dimensional things. I've said it before. You carry with you the consciousness of the family as long as you live, if you wish. You place it in that area of your consciousness that is timeless. A place where you can remember memories when you were a child, or perhaps even things in the future that you might expect. That's where it goes. A timeless place that says it's always real. It always will be. There's a place, dear ones, that's beautiful in your brain that allows these kinds of things, and you know it. You have flashbacks perhaps to beginning school days or friends that don't exist anymore, or memories with loved ones that don't exist anymore, and it's so very real, and you can hear their voice and smell them and remember the times you had that are beautiful. And in some ways, it elicits not sadness, but celebration. And you're right back where it happened. That place in your brain, not a place at all. It's a multidimensional paradigm that allows more than memory. It stores emotion. Let these moments of enjoyment, of mature learning, of fun, endure in that place, so that anytime you want to, you rekindle the family. And when you do it, I want you to know something, that the ones that you've come to see, that channel in the meeting, are with you again. We are multidimensional, dear ones. All the ones that are pulled from that space on the other side of the veil are already in that state, and we'll be right here with you when you do it. That's a promise. You can feel it. You can sense it. The human being makes things linear and literal. And you walk into a place that is becoming multidimensional and non-literal. Non-linear is difficult for you. And the most difficult thing is that which you are trying to create for yourself. Over and over, the messages have been from Kryon, from Adironda, from the humans that teach around them, that you are able to create a reality that you can envision. This seems so far-fetched to so many who would hear this, that you would actually have energy and control over chance. For there are those who would say that life would be only chance. You run into a certain person, something happens. And we're telling you that that is not the way it works. And the ones who would criticize this would use the logic and say it has to be chance. Otherwise, if it were not, there would have to be a plan. Where people were that you don't know. Having them meet you is as difficult as you as meeting them. They have to be where you are by chance. Therefore, the odds are spectacularly not in your favor that you would be able to create scenarios by yourself with your consciousness that would put you places. And that's where I want to correct the critic. For no one said that you're going to create this by yourself. And there is a plan. This is where it gets complex to the linear mind and the ones who would be literal in looking at how things work as they perceive them. I want to give you review, instructions again, of how this works and plug in to that some frustrations that you feel. While you're being frustrated that things are not working out the way you envision them, things are working around like a clock, like the gears of not chance, but of specificity, in order to create a reality not just for you, but for others who have also asked for the same thing. And this may sound to you to be very, very confusing. It doesn't have to be. First, let us give you one of the axioms that I've given you over and over and over. You don't have to understand the minutiae of it to participate in it. You just don't. And there would be those who would even argue with that. And they say, yes, I do. I cannot get from A to B without knowing the roadmap. You're asking me to float around and just show up at B without knowing where A or B is. And I'm saying to you, you got it. That's exactly right. We have to trust the process. The process. Again and again, I bring it down to the level you would understand. You leave the room later. And most of you will get in an automobile. And before you turn the ignition and start the engine, what do? Let me guess. You get out the manual for the internal combustion engine, and you study every single aspect of the gear ratios and the fluid mechanics that are going to get you to where you're going. And you say, well, that's ridiculous. Yes, it is. Are you getting the point? But you trust the process under the hood, don't you? To get you where you're going. And you trust it, and it does. And it's as simple as that. The experiences you've had with the automobile are designed so you never have to look under the hood. They're designed so that it will get you from A to B. And that is its design. And what I'm telling you this is you are designed in order to go from A to B in these things which we are teaching about innate, and these things which you're teaching about trust. And that is not anything to do with chance, dear ones. Nothing. Yesterday, my partner showed you the experiments that prove, without a doubt, measured by satellites, without a doubt, that you can then change a reality with consciousness. In one case, it actually changed the strength of the magnetic grid with consciousness. In the other case, it interrupted chance. And that's what we get to. That's what we teach. That's a process. And if you understood it, and if you trust it, then you start to understand, I can design my life. When I leave the room, I will start expecting benevolent things. But more than that, let's talk about what you actually want to do. I'm going to give you an example that involves all the frustrations that you have. Number one, patience. You don't have any. Because you think that when you make an order in a restaurant, eventually, sooner than later, it will be fulfilled. And in that same linear fashion, you're conceiving that what you're asking for from spirit has to go to some spiritual kitchen and be cooked. And you're going to wait for it and it will arrive. And that is simplicity. Let me tell you how it works. There is an overview of every human on the planet and the consciousness of every human on the planet. And what you often are asking for in life, let's say it is to be a certain thing or to accomplish certain things and to be something that you have always envisioned, and that is it. And in order for that, you got to meet people. Things have to happen to you. Situations must change. And we've told you before that what you can envision, you can have. But it has to be in all appropriateness with everything around you. Now, for that to happen, you must understand that there are others that also have to interface with this same plan of yours. But they exist, and that's it. What if your plan was an intuitive plan that you've always had, because in that which is the field, it's manifestable? Because there are others with the same plan wishing to meet you. Have you thought of that? And if that's the case, what do you think would be the complexity of having that other person in the right place at the right time where you arrive and you both seemingly believe it's chance? Maybe there's a little time involved. And during that time, maybe you'll have other things to do instead of deciding it's not working. Let's talk about woe. Woe is a woe man. Today, he's a man. And in this little story, he has taken this and cognized it. And he said, I am going to meet a man. And together we are going to have an invention or a business that I've always wanted to be in. It's going to help people. I know it. I had two psychics tell me that's where it could go. I heard this. I feel this. I know this. Then I went to a meeting where Cryon, well, he said it's possible with intent. Not only that, Cryon gave another parable early on. Cryon said, it's like getting the ticket to the train. Here's your ticket. Now there's no schedule on it of when the train is coming. But you got a ticket to ride. And so there's no question you're going to go. And you're going to happen. It's going to happen in this lifetime. And that is the linear part. And that's all you know. So you take the ticket and you show up at the place where the train tracks are. And there's the little depot. That's where you wait. And wait. And wait some more. Then you start tapping your toe. And then you start doubting whether really it's going to happen at all. That's when you reach in your pocket and examine the ticket and say, yeah, the ticket says I'm going on the train and the train's going to take me to this thing I want and all. And then you start looking at the ticket again and you realize, well, it doesn't say anything about a train, really. Not really. But that's the metaphor here. Cryon talked about going and having the train arrive, and I don't see, I haven't seen any trains arrive, and that bothers me. So the first thing I'm going to tell you and the advice I'm going to give you, if this is you and this suits you, I want you to forget it. I want you to forget the goal. Because if you concentrate on the goal that you created, it's going to stop it. Because the goal of what's going to happen may actually be far beyond or different than what you think you are headed for. Would it be all right if it was better than you created? Hello? Yes, yeah, I know. Again, Would it be all right if it's better than your vision? Yes. All right. So here's the point. If you're holding on to that vision and that's all you see, you're blocking it. Do you see that? So here is woe at the station, looking in both directions for the train. And he looks to the left and he looks to the right, and he does it for months. And he's just sitting there. Sure, he gets his meals. Sure, he has a little depot. He gets to go to the bathroom, all of these things. But he's sitting and waiting for the train. Wait, 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 wait. Pretty soon he gets really disgusted, almost ready to tear up his ticket. And finally he does. Crying's wrong. This is not working. Dear angels, tears up the ticket, puts it on the ground, walks into the depot, has to go to the bathroom, and runs right into the dude he was supposed to meet in the bathroom. Dude is language from my partner. Do you see what just happened? The man he met was exactly what he had hoped for and more. There was far more. And the man he met was on the other side with other tracks. He had torn up his ticket and he was going to the bathroom. And that's where they met. And this all to tell you that you cannot then count on what you expect as a goal and keep it there and lift it up and draw it in your mind over and over and think that that's what Spirit's going to deliver to you. What you have to do is release it and say, this or something better. I'm all right to go to a different direction, maybe not even the train station. I've got a ticket. Maybe it's not even for a train. Maybe it's just for a ticket for synchronicity. Maybe it's a ticket to meet somebody in the bathroom. And you don't know. You just don't know. And that's the point. You didn't have to do the minutiae of the engine in the car. You don't have to do the minutiae here. What you have to do is live your life with expectation, with compassion. The expectation is in benevolence and solution. And that you will always be guided to be in the right place at the right time. So when that person comes, no matter where they come to, accidentally, you'll meet them. And you'll recognize it. It may even be in a meeting like this, where you'll meet them. Maybe it's not the person, but maybe it's a person who knows the person, who will then take you there in some way. Maybe it's two people removed, but it'll happen. And there are stories within stories, even in this group and those listening to this channel, that will say, that's what happened to me. I wasn't expecting it, and that's what happened to me. I couldn't believe it. And if it hadn't been for being in this place I never really thought I'd even be, it never would have happened. And then you say, well, what made you go to that place? And they'll say, I don't know. And that's just a way of saying intuition, that you don't understand yet. It's not linear, but it felt right and you went. And that's the answer. Let these kinds of new paradigms guide your life in a way that your parents never taught you. Be in places because you feel you should be, instead of that is the thing that somebody told you to do. Feel that which is the reality of the next step, or going left, or going right, with all integrity and responsibility to be in the right place at the right time. I think so many times of those who said, "All I was pulled out of my city, and I knew I had to start this healing center, and I used all my credit cards, and I went someplace else, and I tried this and that, and it all failed, and I had to come back and live with Mom." Mom had a friend, and that's where I met my life's partner. I had to come back, and they wanted to start a healing center. And that's how it works. You think you know. You think you got it figured out. Sometimes you act way too soon, not understanding that when you get instructions from that other side of the veil and you think things happened to you, to give you vision, that it doesn't mean necessarily immediately or right now. It means this is what you're waiting for. Now have the patience to be in the right place at the right time and follow the guidance of your intuition, not of your logic, not of the way you think it works. And in the process, be loved the whole time. Instead of frustration, peace. Knowing that what it is that you desire indeed will be yours. It's not a trick, it's a plan. And it's consciousness that is so powerful in the human that creates this. Not from some angelic source, not from the creative source. It's you working with the plan that was built and designed so that humans can work with one another, find one another, love one another, and be peaceful in the process. That's the message. It always will be. So, dear human beings of a family group that is unique tonight, I want you to recreate this family. Anytime you want, I'll be there. Adaranda will be there. And you'll hear the wisdom yet again in a different way, coming from the other side of the veil for you, because that's the design. And because you're magnificent, that's the design. Think of these things and leave differently than you came. And so it is.